If you are a soccer fan or a football fan outside the United States, I mean, this is it. Right now, this is the moment. I mean, this
Sunday's
is
the day.
Totally what you've been waiting for. And honestly, the game could actually live up to it. I mean, on Sunday, the Spanish team will go up against the Netherlands. Neither one of them has ever won the World Cup. Spain's never even been in the finals. It could be a totally exciting game, and I can't imagine any of them will be anywhere but watching that TV. Right, Michael Sagalov?
Absolutely. I think that, first of all, it's the final game of the World Cup, but it's also a game between these two very skilled teams that play a style that most fans want to see. They play offensive, very quick-passing football.
All right. Michael Sokolov is not just a soccer fan. He also is a contributing writer for the New York Times Magazine and author of the book Warrior Girls. So tell me about these two particular teams and the style of play. They have some similarities just in terms of their technical strengths, but tell me what distinguishes these two teams.
Well, they play the kind of soccer that looks to fans like they want to score. And the Dutch team really flows out of a very famous club in Amsterdam called Ajax. And they are taught the game at a very young age to play in a particular way. One of the very interesting things is the most famous product of Ajax is a man named Johan Cruyff, one of the best players in history. He went off from Holland in the 70s and played and coached at Barcelona for more than a decade and really took that style of Dutch soccer over to Spain. So these two teams sort of have a common lineage in a way, and it's no coincidence that they play in a similar way.
Michael, my son is named after Ajax. He is. He's got an Ajax t-shirt.
Well, he must be pretty excited.
He is. He's 7 months old, so he doesn't know what's going on.
But Michael, when you say that these teams are learning these strategies from a very young age, I take it you're not talking about the kind of thing like the AYSO, the American Youth Soccer Organization. This is a more serious sort of training, right?
This is very serious training. I spent time over at Ajax. The best player for the Dutch right now, the most prominent player, is a man named Wesley Sneijder. And he went over to the Ajax Academy at age 7. He trained there all the way up. And at the age of 23, Ajax sold him to a bigger club for 28 million euros. 30-some million U.S. dollars. So, you know, these are the stakes that football is played at around the world. And certainly if that kind of money is at stake, you may do a pretty good job of training your players.
Well, heck, those kind of stakes just made LeBron James primetime television last night. But let's talk about your predictions for the game ahead. These are two teams that have very similar strengths, possibly similar weaknesses. Who do you think is going to come out on top?
I think it's the turn for the Dutch to win. They've been in the finals twice. Spain is just the first time in the finals. I think it's the Dutch turn.
But how do they get through that ball control that we saw against the Germans?
Well, both teams play a similar way. Both teams want to control the ball, and that'll be fascinating because both of them have controlled the ball 60-70% of the time.
Wow.
Unless there's a new understanding of space and time, that obviously can't happen.
Not rewriting the laws of physics, then, I guess. Michael Sokolov is
talking about controlling the message.
Contributing writer for the New York Times Magazine. He also wrote Warrior Girls, The Epidemic of Injuries Among Young Female Athletes. Thanks, Michael.
A pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.